So this is a start of a book, capital O, prime, beginning February 28th, 2003, and going through June 23rd of 2003. Starting off with the addition of cyan markers to an existing plasmid. Friday, February 28th, page 1. And constructing work is going on still Friday, March 14th, page 19, a clean-up of a fragment that was needed. Friday, March 14th, page 211, first test of GFR versus albuminuria on the testing the hypothesis that as a GFR decreases, albuminuria should increase. This work was done with Nobuyuki Takahashi in conjunction with Bill Aaronshaw's help in Bill's lab. Two rats were tested by varying the clamp of the renal arteries so that the blood pressure decreased and was expected to lower the GFR. But the result was in the excretion, in each rat, the excretion of albumin in micrograms per minute by ELISA decreased as the GFR decreased. With the conclusion that I needed to decrease the GFR more while maintaining sufficient urine flow, etc. February 2007, the GFR was measured by continuous inulin label injection. So the gels show really no significant increase, but rather a decrease in albumin. Back to constructs the following day, March, following Monday, March 17th, page 23. Monday, March 24th, beginning to help Joe Brackham, having trouble with PSKB1 beta actin HRGN poly. It should be nuclear green. Some photographs of or images of cells that had nuclear fluorescence. further imaging on the next pages or two. Intermingled with constructs. Experiments with PSKB1 type of experiment, inserting a single copy into the HPRT locus. A new plan, Saturday, March 29th, since HIG is not query yet working, I'll try Dominic's PSKB1 with a short beta actin promoter. I had a very encouraging email from Anand Kuramanchi on Tuesday, the 25th of March, which is saying that he read my PNAS paper and thinks that he understands now his own experiments in which albuminuria was obtained in rats. By adenovirus. Particularly, he says, I think that your hypothesis might explain the mechanisms of albuminuria in patients with preeclampsia. Everyone has focused on the size selectivity of the slit diaphragm and the GBM, but your hypothesis is more elegant and likely to be true. I really loved your paper. So I talked to him after receiving his email, where he had used adenovirus infecting the liver to secrete soluble FLT1, the soluble FLT1 being the soluble form of the VEGF receptor, and that this causes a loss of endothelial fenestrations, but no changes in the GBM or in podocytes, yet with massive albuminuria. And he will send us the virus and we will measure plasma and urinary albumin and determine GFR. He does not know this, but we expect a very severe decrease in GFR. Another example, ! And also very related to eclampsia, since the placenta secretes more SFLT1 in this condition. In other words, beginning on this day to think about working again with, perhaps working with preeclampsia, remembering that preeclampsia was the subject that John Craigie had been working on when he introduced me to blood pressure work. So here is Anand Kuramanchi working on preeclampsia, getting me to think more about what's happening in the kidney. but no experiments immediately. So Tuesday, April 1st, plan of how to make Dominic's version of the short beta-acting driven HRGN. And more constructs over the next pages. And more images of fluorescent cells on page 53, Wednesday, April 2nd. And the following page, John's, Joe's colonies, which had his colony C, has now grown up sufficiently to give beating cardiomyocytes. Three or four beating areas found, but none are fluorescent with yellow, either yellow or blue. So in these initial experiments, Joe had obtained beating cells, but no fluorescence. So that part of the experiment hadn't worked. It did later. Every now and then a new plan, Friday, April 4th, Nambui Maeda's birthday, to subclone beta actin, etc., etc. A new plan. Pages more of constructs. Assembly with PSKB1 of short beta actin. Promoter with the G nuclear and short beta actin and Hox B4 cyan, a complicated nomenclature on page 77, Tuesday, April 15th. Looking at colonies on Tuesday, April 22nd, presumably Joe Brackham's, but not stated so. Plenty of cells showing nuclear fluorescence and with cyan, but nearly all or all are feeder cells. Insert more images on the following several pages. For example, Sunday, April 27th, page 93, the culture's been going for 6 days, and some of the colonies are growing very well, although all show signs of being mixed. Thursday, April 24th, page 99, murine checks. But he and Nobuyuki found that approximately normal sample collected from Sphragdoli and Wistar, Kyoto wild-type rats, that they all have, that the Sphragdoli have pathological levels of albumin before anything is done, as they did in the O'Prime 21 experiment, whereas Wistar, Kyoto are fine, they don't have albuminuria and so they are better to use. Long beta myosin heavy chain promoter tests being attempted. Page 105, Friday, May 2nd, long beta G, long beta MHC promoter LBG with an insulator and then AC at the HPRT locus. Saturday, May 24th, page 123. You can't see any colonies. Can't find the good colony from yesterday. May 25th, also no significant differences, but there were some paired nuclei observed, suggesting that they might be cardiomyocytes. Pages of constructs. Nothing particularly remarkable, with the usual sort of interim result. Page 145, Friday, June 6th, various rescues, 3 exclamation marks. With worrying on Thursday, June 12th, page 147, and what many people must have worried about the complexity of transcription factors and their cross-reactions of various strains. Suppose, therefore, that it is not rational, but rather adventitious, just accidental. Evolution can change a single gene DNA very rapidly, but cannot change multiple systems already in use. Therefore, consider the possibility of accidental clustering of factors. Which I called opportunistic evolution in complex genomes. With the comment from Kumar that promoter regions of the alpha and beta MHC are very different, but the coding sequences are very alike. Images of cells, but not a very convincing of any or not leading to any real conclusions. I tried to think about a model for Nubuya's ApoE trapping ideas Monday, June 16th. It didn't go anywhere. Monday, June 23rd, Mayan Rogers' 78th birthday. Insulator into a previous construct, insulators helping Dominic. And the book ends with more images of cells, but with no particularly important conclusion. On Tuesday, July 1st.